Hi, this is Maureen Franklin, registered dietitian with this week's Healthy Eats segment. Have you heard about probiotics? Do you take probiotics? Probiotic supplementation has become popular in the past few years as a possible aid when dealing with such issues as irritable bowel disorder, ulcerative colitis, acute or chronic diarrhea. As with all supplements, it's important to know what you are taking, why you are taking them, and to do your research on the products that are available in the marketplace. As a dietitian, I prefer clients get their probiotics from food sources first, but if that is not possible, then supplementation can be the next step. Specific microbes are named by genus, species, and strain, and not all species with a specific genus or strain impart the same benefit. The strain can make the difference. Research is based using a specific type of microbe with the results associated with that specific microbe. Confused already? There is help in the following. It's a guide called The P's and Q's of Probiotics, a consumer guide for making smart choices. This guide was developed by the International Scientific Association for Probiotics and Prebiotics. The guide recommends 4 points to consider before choosing a probiotic. Number one, the probiotic strain. Match the particular strain with published scientific research. Number two, proof of efficacy. Probiotics must be tested and be shown effective in humans to determine health benefits. Number three, quality and quantity. Probiotics can be effective at varying strengths. Scientific studies have determined health benefits from 50 million to more than 1 trillion CFUs per day. A probiotic with higher CFUs doesn't always equal better quality or effectiveness. CFU stands for colony forming units. Number four, package information. Look for strain, quantity of CFUs, serving size, health benefits, proper storage conditions, expiration date, and corporate contact information. The use of probiotics is a growing area of research, but don't forget to look at your diet first to see if you can make positive changes. This has been Maureen Franklin, registered dietitian, with your serving of Healthy Eats.